the mountain. All the passengers were in bed. When the hawk had hollered to the fireman,
"Hey, Joe!
They're gonna track ahead. I fear there will be a great disaster. We'll all be killed, and how?
How?
Well, out there strolling down the railroad track, well, there's a great big old red cow. What'll I do?
You better blow the whistle.
Then what?
You better ring the bell.
You set the air, you say a prayer.
Blow the whistle, ring the bell.
But that engineer was smart, he took a detour, and that train pulled in New York on time. Now the first thing that I did was visit Broadway. I walked around, I didn't know a soul. I thought that I would like to see the city, so I took a train that runs down in a hole. That subway car was terribly crowded, and suddenly some guy began to feel. He plumb stuck his hand in my pocket, so I stuck my hand in his, and I'll be darned if I didn't make 20 cents on the deal.
Well, what did you do?
I blew the whistle.
Then what?
I rang the bell. I set the air. I said a prayer.
Blow the whistle, ring the bell.
Now, as every story goes, I met a woman, the kind of a gal that any fella'd go for. One night I was up in her apartment. We were holding hands and sitting on the sofa, when suddenly the door started pounding. She said, "Go hide, my boyfriend's at the door." And then from behind the sofa, her little brother yelled, "Hey, come on down here, there's room for just one more."
Well, what did you do?
I blew the whistle.
Then what?
I rang the bell. I set the air. I said a prayer.
Blow the whistle, ring the bell. Blow the whistle, ring the bell.